Good evening, everybody. Tomorrow, April 2nd, is the day when all of us in the state of Michigan have the opportunity and the responsibility to cast our ballot for the kind of education we want for our children and for the interpretation of our legal rights. Your vote will determine how Michigan's schools and courts are to be administered. But here to tell you about the issues at stake and why your vote is so important is Mr. Owen J. Cleary, Chairman of the Republican State Central Committee. Mr. Cleary.
Thank you, and good evening. What is your time schedule tomorrow? What are your plans between 8 in the morning and 8 in the evening? Does your program include a few moments at the polls to cast your ballot? By taking a short time to express your opinion and desires by voting tomorrow, you possess the power to have your public schools and courts administered the way you want them to be administered. And what way is that, you ask? To answer that, we must first look back and see what has happened. Our great nation was founded, as Lincoln summed it up so simply yet magnificently, of the people, by the people, and for the people. That means that our government was originally created for the good of citizens, to be close to and a part of each and every one of us. In recent years, however, and particularly in this present national administration, the people's government has become more and more a government run by a relatively few brass hats and their underlings for their own advantage. These men in high public office in the federal government have figured out their own ideas on how our government should be run. As they encroach more and more on our freedom by centralizing each segment of government and by creating new departments of government to better regiment us, these men are trying to dictate their own ideas and policies. Not satisfied to run the federal government, they are now attempting to gain control of this people's government at the state and local level. None of us, as a thinking, freedom-loving citizen and voter of Michigan, wants any part of this cold, calculating domination of a power-crazy federal government interfering in the way we bring up our children, in what we teach them, and in the kind of citizens we want them to be. We can prevent this danger by keeping our government close to the people. That is why tomorrow's election is so important, so extremely vital to all of us. You and I want our public schools and courts, right here in the state of Michigan, to be kept at the same high level of excellence as in the past. And you and I can keep it that way, the envy of the nation. Go to the polls in your precinct tomorrow and vote Republican. We hear a great deal about socialism, communism, and other isms alien to our American way of life. Today we have a new ism, Trumanism, which is just as alien to our concept of American government as any of the others. What does it mean? Trumanism seems to mean the appointment to public office of men who are not only incapable of honest, trustworthy service, but men who are cronies, men who will do the bidding of the top dogs. It means federal subsidy of everything and consequent federal control right on down the line, including control of education and the courts. It means taking money from our pockets in the form of all kinds of taxes and returning it to us as federal grants from a generous government, if we qualify. We qualify by giving up our freedom to choose, among other things, what our children learn in public schools and colleges. If we let the federal government give financial assistance in the form of federal grants to the state, we do it on their terms. Under Trumanism, these terms are a surrender of our freedoms little by little so that we won't be fully aware of the loss until it is too late. The price of federal aid is the sacrifice of local control. Nowhere is this more true than in the field of public education. That is why tomorrow's election is so extremely vital to you and to me, to every voter in the state of Michigan. We must all vote and vote Republican tomorrow to defeat, while we still have the chance, this threat of ism domination and keep Michigan's education safe from federal control and close to the people. Under Republican membership on boards and in public office, Michigan education has developed to its strongest point in our history. Witnesses to this fact are the University of Michigan and Michigan State College, which are among the finest and most progressive universities in the entire country. It is Republican officials who have kept the administration of Michigan's public schools and colleges close to the people. It is Republican administration which has given Michigan the kind of education we want for our children. It is the Republicans who have been responsible for the protection of our legal rights as interpreted by the Supreme Court. We must keep it that way, and we can. Vote Republican tomorrow and maintain the same high standards of excellence in Michigan's schools and courts. The collusion and corruption at the top levels of government, as evidenced in the recent Senate crime investigation, in the RFC scandals involving Mink Coates, and in the coddling of communists and other left-wingers, is the spawn of the present unprincipled, selfish federal administration. These same men who called the Alger Hiss case a red herring have been guilty of a flagrant misuse of public money and now want to control the educational system of Michigan. The opening wedge follows the same old pattern of state grants, subsidies, and handouts from a so-called benevolent federal government. We must not let this happen. When our children go to public schools and when we send them to college, often at great sacrifice, we expect our training, which began in the home, to mature in the form of intelligent, law-abiding, responsible citizenship. We can only be assured of this if we keep the administration of Michigan's educational system close to the people and continue its reputation as one of the best in the country. This we can do by voting Republican tomorrow. The Democratic Party has taken over lock, stock, and barrel by those who advocate socialism. It is the present Democrats who want the fair deal and bureaucratic rule to take over and centralize in Washington everything that we hold near and dear to us as freedom. It is the Democrats who want federal subsidies to pour into Michigan's educational system, which would eventually bring every school, every college, and every court into line under federal control. Again, I repeat, the price of federal aid is the sacrifice of local control. For example, in Michigan, if federal money were allocated for educational purposes, 5% of the total would be earmarked for federal supervision of its use. Mark you, this would be federal supervision of state public schools and colleges. Why is this string attached to the appropriations? So that the federal government, in the name of inspection, would inquire into the expenditure of federal funds. Yes, but more than that, this would be the beginning of more and more federal control, which, if it were to continue, would dominate Michigan's education. Carried to the ultimate, we can foresee that eventually every word in every textbook that our children read would be dictated by the left wing of the federal government. Teachers, professors, administrators, all public educational officials would be forced into allegiance with the socialists and bureaucrats in Washington. You say it's preposterous that such a thing could happen in Michigan? The pattern is already evident. Unless every one of us goes to the polls tomorrow and votes straight Republican to maintain Michigan's educational system as it now is, honest, progressive, in the hands of the people, free from ism domination, it will happen. Tomorrow's election affects the entire school system in Michigan, as well as the legal rights of every Michigan citizen as interpreted by the Supreme Court. The Republican candidates who are running for public office in tomorrow's election represent the strongest and best qualified slate of candidates the Republicans have ever presented to the voters of Michigan. There are to be elected a superintendent of public instruction, two regents of the University of Michigan, two members of the State Board of Agriculture, whose sole duty is governing the affairs of Michigan State College and its Extension Service, a member of the State Board of Education, and two justices of the Michigan Supreme Court. Dr. Lee M. Thurston is the Superintendent of Public Instruction of the State of Michigan. He is known as one of the most able school executives in the United States. As a professor, author, and lecturer, Dr. Thurston is an authority on all phases of American education. As Superintendent of Public Instruction, he has shown rare ability and keen awareness to the problems of education. He has been largely responsible for the development of our splendid system. Dr. Lee Thurston is by far the man best suited for this post. The Republican candidates for the Board of Regents of the University of Michigan are Roscoe O. Bonesteel and Leland I. Dillon. In a recent editorial in the Detroit Free Press, it is stated, "Few men who have served on the board have ever given more serious and devoted attention to the University of Michigan's interest than Mr. Bonesteel has. It has always been a wise tradition that at least one member of the board should be a resident of the city of Ann Arbor." Regent Bonesteel has been active for many years on behalf of education in Michigan. Leland I. Doan, president of the Dow Chemical Company, has proven administrative ability and a wealth of experience particularly suited for the post of regent. Mr. Doan's technical and production knowledge will be of tremendous value to the university's multi-million dollar Phoenix project, the research program for the advancement of atomic energy for peacetime uses. Regent Bonesteel and Mr. Doan are outstanding candidates for the Board of Regents of the University of Michigan. There are two exceptionally well-qualified men on the Republican ticket as candidates for members of the State Board of Agriculture, Forrest H. Akers and Frederick H. Mueller. Mr. Akers has served 12 productive years on the board, and Mr. Mueller is now completing his first term. Both have had long and successful business careers. Mr. Akers as an automobile executive, and Mr. Mueller as president of a Grand Rapids furniture company. Their membership on the State Board of Agriculture provides a balance of knowledge and experience in the fields of agriculture, engineering, and business. The records of Forrest Akers and Frederick Mueller prove that both are eminently qualified to continue serving on the board. Their unceasing devotion to and participation in the affairs of Michigan State College make Mr. Akers and Mr. Mueller the logical candidates for your vote tomorrow. Charles G. Burns is the Republican candidate for re-election as a member of the State Board of Education. An educator by profession, Mr. Burns has had a wide and varied background of experience in education. Experience direction is essential if the high standards of our teacher training colleges are to be maintained. And Charles Burns, one of Michigan's leading educators, is a man to re-elect for service on the State Board of Education, the governing body of all of Michigan's teachers' colleges. Nominated by the Republican Party for Supreme Court justices on the nonpartisan ballot are Emerson R. Boyles and Neil E. Reed. Justice Boyles, up for re-election on his record, is well known for his clear, strong, and completely impartial opinions as a member of the court. Justice Reed, one of the most respected and venerated members of the legal profession in Michigan, was unanimously renominated for his present office as Justice of the Michigan Supreme Court. Just remember, it takes only one vote, your vote, to keep Michigan education and courts in the hands of competent, qualified citizens, to maintain the present high level of excellence in the schools and the courts of Michigan. Vote straight Republican tomorrow, April 2nd.
You have just heard an address by Owen J. Cleary, chairman of the Republican State Central Committee, on behalf of the Republican candidates who merit your vote in tomorrow's all-important election.